Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
So I thought this Eagles thing was just like, you know, when y'all were trying to keep up with the Niners. I thought that was more like a me and you thing. Like, did I miss something? Like, you know, they haven't played in a while. You know, matter of fact, we didn't even get the rematch in the NFC title game we kept looking toward because the Eagles, you know, shit the bed down the stretch. So I thought it was...
That's a bit much.
I thought it was... That's accurate.
How do we progress there? I thought the phrase was wet. Like, how do we get there?
Okay.
It's just like,
this is it. Is this another think coming conversation? You say wet the bed?
Yeah.
You prefer wet the bed?
Yeah, yeah. Don't drink after, you know, at a certain age, after like 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Hey, can I have some water? No. Yeah. No, because it's a little too late.
I understand what wetting the bed means, but no adult says wet the bed. I mean, unless you know it's like rabbit ears and you want to be
doing
it for the kids. I get it.
I mean,
The 2023 okay. Eagles who shit. That's who shits the bed.
I don't know. So
I'm just trying to figure out what you're representing.
I don't know anybody who does that. Okay.
Well, we could have a
whole. It actually does happen,
but that's a part. That's a delicate subject matter. We probably shouldn't.
That's right.
It does happen. Let's not. Yeah. Okay.
But
let's not.
This is what you missed, though.
Yeah. What am I missing? I mean, you know, it's not okay, nice off-season. And the annual off-season Super Bowl winners, the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is it. There is a celebration on Broad Street right now. The Eagles have officially, it's over. They won it early. The offseason, as a matter of fact, the official signing period is just minutes away from beginning, but it's over. It doesn't matter who does what. The Eagles are your offseason champions. And that's significant. That's because it's just a step in the, to mix sports, it's a step in the process for the Philadelphia Eagles to win the offseason. Think about it. They held on to their head coach, Nick Sirianni, but they upgraded at offensive coordinator. Now they have Kellen Moore. They upgraded at defensive coordinator. Now they got Vic Fangio. They have no weaknesses. They added Saquon Barkley. They brought back C.J. Gardner. I mean, like, they did so much. They plucked a defensive end from the New York Jets. Yes, they've had some retirements, but they won the offseason. And so I'm back. Paying attention to the Philadelphia Eagles. Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you this. In the offseason, that's all we can pay attention to now. You can only go day by day, Michael. In March, I'm more excited about what the Philadelphia Eagles have done in March than what the San Francisco 49ers have done in March. Right now, Eagles 5, Niners 0.
But you know better.
You're excited too.
But you know better. No, you know better. No, listen. Everything you said is fun. Did I hear you say dream team? Did I miss that? Did you say dream team?
No, can't say that.
You didn't?
Can't say that. That's forbidden.
Okay. You didn't? Okay.
That's forbidden. All right. That's forbidden phraseology in Philly. That was a John that fell apart. That John fell apart.
Okay.
By the way, I'm just like this. Okay. I wonder, can I just give you a quick quick question just to see how sharp you are on your game today. Between Philadelphia and San Francisco, what team won the Super Bowl
most recently? Most recently? Okay. Why are we doing this today?
Which team won?
Why are we doing this today? You know,
which team won the Super Bowl in the 21st century?
Who beats their chest in March? You know who beats their chest in March? Come on. Somebody whose team shit the bed and you couldn't wait to feel... Okay, I didn't realize he was this serious. Okay, I thought we just did it when the Niners and the Eagles were going at it. I didn't know you would like 365, 24/7 fly Eagles.
No,
fly.
Man,
like,
you know the story.
Did you watch Silver Linings Playbook last night? I mean, okay, like, great. Just binge watching Abbott Elementary, like, you know.
Right.
I mean,
you know, okay. You know the story. You know the story, and some people don't know the backstory. I bought two items of clothing before the Philadelphia-San Francisco game. I thought I was going to wear one of them after the Philadelphia-San Francisco game. I buried that thing because that was a beatdown because the Eagles got buried. That was the Big Dom game. Big Dom. He was a controversial figure at one point in that game. And then that was the only storyline because the Eagles got stopped by San Francisco at the crib. And so I had that. I wore one a little bit later before they got humiliated in the playoffs. And this is the last one. I said, how many other opportunities? I'm either have to turn this, give this thing back, or I'll wear it when they have something to celebrate. And what we have to celebrate is winning the offseason. So that's the only opportunity.
Okay, good. Only opportunity. All right, good. That's okay, good. All right. I that's better. That's more like it. That's what I expect from one of the sharpest and brightest NFL minds that I know. Because while this, and listen, it doesn't become official until 53 minutes from now at 4 Eastern. The league year hasn't technically started yet. But the legal tampering period, it was so much fun, it should be illegal. I mean, it has been an incredible couple of days. It's been fun, great storylines, great fodder, great for predictions, great for fantasy football. It's been fantastic. But you and I both know that the offseason Super Bowl rarely translates into the actual Super Bowl. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't like, and we talked about it when it happened, that I don't love the Eagles pilfering Saquon Barkley from the Giants. I love, of course, them, adding Bryce Huff from the Jets. You mentioned bringing back C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Yeah, like it's been a solid couple of days for them. You know, Howie Roseman is me if I actually got to be a general manager. That's who he is.
Yeah.
He's me if I got to be. Because it's like he's always got his hands into something, right? But on paper, the Eagles don't bother me. They don't worry me on paper. In fact, if you look at the Eagles down the stretch of last season, they look good on paper. That's what was so confounding about them. It's like, why is this team with all this talent shit in the bed?
Coach.
And it's because.
Can that be the name of this episode, by the way? Can we put that in there? Can we just as
in
is?
The podcast?
Can that be the name?
Yeah. Just the podcast?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Can that be the name
the podcast title?
Episode.
It should be. It should be. But no, but the coaching, and it's easy to say, okay, out with the old coordinators, in with the new, that it's just coordinators. I honestly question the temperament. The temperament of Nick Sirianni.
It's a fair question.
And I think there's a trickle-down effect that comes from that. This team is just way too emotionally unstable for my liking. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And so now both Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox retire. That's no small thing. That's no small thing. Like, so again, they got all this talent. They're spending this money. They're going for it. They're all in. That's nice. But, like, I need to see them. I need to see them not crack or wilt. That's a clean way of saying it. I need to see them not crack under the pressure. I need to see them not fold, not implode the way they did down the stretch last year before I celebrate what they've done this offseason. If they'd have run it back as is, if they'd have kept DeAndre Swift, he ran for 1,000 yards last year, they'd have kept DeAndre Swift. If they'd have run it back as is and done nothing, if they'd have been the Cowboys, who we'll get to in a second, I would have had the Eagles in the mix as a contender, as a favorite, or one of the favorites in the NFC East, at least right there with the Cowboys. Whether they did anything with their personnel or not, it's really more intangible that I'm curious about when it comes to Philadelphia. And that can't be decided in March.
And you're right. It can't be decided in March. It's a fair question about their leadership, about their head coach. Can he get everybody on the same page? Can he get them to reach their potential? Because I already named all of the upgrades. Yeah, he's upgraded his coaching staff as well as he can. That's why the most pressure is not on Jalen Hurts. It's not on Saquon Barkley. It's not on Vic Fangio. The most pressure
is
on Nick Sirianni. And I'm going to tell you.
Step one is when they replace your coordinators. When they replace your coordinators, you ain't got no more excuses.
Oh, it's even more serious than that. It's more serious than that. Nick, forget about a good start to the season. You better have a good – you know what? Brazil better be popping for you. They going to Brazil, right? Aren't they starting off in Brazil on a Friday night? The Eagles in Brazil? Look.
Okay.
If it ain't popping for you in Brazil, I think we go come back, and I know a free agent out there who can replace you, and his name is Bill Belichick, and he's already name-checked Howie Roseman like 3-4 times last year. Talking about Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie and, I love their organization. Nick Sirianni, there's a free agent out there who can replace you just like Howie replaces everybody else on the roster. Watch out. You better get off to it. You better start 1-0. Hey, Terry Francona once said about Philadelphia fans when he was managing the Phillies there back in the day. He said, they're on your side. He said, the crowd is very supportive, but you better throw strike one. So you don't throw strike one, it's on.
You better throw strike one. Yeah,
that's you better real. Throw that's strike real. One.
Listen, I forget which player it was. It might have been Darius Slay was talking about how real that Philadelphia intensity is. It's different. It's different in Philly. You know, and everybody just goes to, they threw snowballs at Santa Claus or whatever. You know, it's like they always go to those cliches, but like
they cheered. They cheered Michael Irvin stretched out on the field.
It's in the air. It's palpable, and a couple of players recently talked about how it can affect them, how it can affect them mentally and emotionally, having to perform in that pressure cooker. But I'd rather that than any indifferent fans. I don't know many NFL indifferent fans. That's an oxymoron, NFL and indifference. But nobody does it like Philly. You're right. They better throw strike one. I like that. But conversely, staying with this macro theme of the offseason Super Bowl, as we come up on the official start of the league year. Conversely, you have the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know about you, but like, you know, my screen time is pretty high these days because I'm constantly going to the NFL app and I'm just looking at the free agent tracker, and it's so neatly, you know, put together. It's like it's divided by division. You could easily jump from team to team. And you go to the Cowboys, you go to the Giants, and it's Drew Locke and Devin Singletary and Isaiah McKenzie and Brian Burns and John Runyon. And you mentioned all the Eagles signings, even the Commanders, Austin Eckler and Tyler Biadasz. And, they got names of guys. And then you get to the Cowboys. And it's a long snapper. That's all they've done this offseason. And they re-signed him. He wasn't even a free agent. They re-signed him. Okay? He was their own guy. You know? And so I think about what you talked about the other day about how the Cowboys have this perception as free spenders, but not so. Wow. But not in reality, that the facts don't back that up. So on the one hand, this is where the brand backfires, because you got a guy like Jerry Jones who, you know, likes to say he's all in, but I can't believe what you say. I can only see what you do. Say Cowboys fans. I can't believe what you say because I see what you do. That's what Cowboys fans say. He says he's all in because that's the brand. Like, Super Bowl or bust in Dallas. He's supposed to be the Yankees of the NFL. But then when you're quiet in free agency, everybody's like, well, damn, dog. You know, they had their mouth all ready for some orange juice, and you left a swallow of orange juice in the refrigerator. They were looking for some ash, and you ate up all the hash. Okay? But I'm here to tell you, like I said a second ago, it's not about March. It's not about March. It's not about free agency. It's like, it's no different than when you and I got into it about the Bengals, about who they should take with the 5th overall pick a couple of years ago. And I was like, there's more than one round to the draft. Like, likewise, when it comes to team building is not just spending money on other people's players.
Other elements. Yeah.
There are other elements to it. Like, there's this thing called the draft, which the Cowboys have done a damn good job at, you know? Now, is it disappointing to watch other teams seemingly get better in the offseason while the Cowboys perpetually disappointing Dallas sits on their hands and watches everybody else throw money around. I know that's disappointing. But when you take the emotion out of it, and all the first few days of free agency, all it is emotion. It's excitement. Okay. It's emotion. It's about the possibility of the thing. No, because of Michael.
Go ahead, Darius.
Tell me.
Yeah.
But tell me, and I'm sure there's plenty of research to support this, but anecdotally, I know it to be true. Tell me the direct correlation between off-season free agent spending and success in the postseason. Okay? Because I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Just like the Eagles last year, has talent been the Cowboys' problem? No. In fact, maybe they ought to try being less talented. Maybe this is actually Jerry Jones' master plan. Because being so freaking talented, that and 10 Cent will get him a cup of coffee. Being so talented for all these years, having all these all pros and all these pro bowlers, what's that gotten them? Something else has been missing. So I would argue that while many Cowboys fans or just general NFL observers will look at the Cowboys' relative inactivity in free agency and roll their eyes or shake their head or scratch their head even, I would say like, yo, history tells us that the biggest spenders are often not the biggest winners. They're not. And Dallas's problems, like Philly's from last year, run deeper than a replacement for Tyron Smith or another lead running back. Now that Tony Pollard is in Tennessee, they could find him in a draft just like they found Tony Pollard. It's like the sky is not falling because the games ain't started yet. And I think that goes for all the teams. Like, you have to temper all the emotion this time of year, whether it's the Eagles on one hand or the Cowboys on the other. You have to, like, you didn't win anything, and you also didn't lose anything. And that's the thing, I'm not trying to piss on anybody's parade here, but they don't throw parades for what you do in March. You know, they just don't. That's the reality of this league. That's the reality of this sport. That's the reality of NFL history. You do not build a winner through free agency. You just don't. That's not how you build. You build it through the draft.
Well, but see, now you're talking about something different, though.
You augment and supplement in free agency. You complement with free agency.
Yes.
It's one part of it. I'm not saying it's nothing. I'm not saying it's the end of the world because the Cowboys haven't started their offseason. Let Cowboys fans tell it.
But here's where we had a disagreement, and that you went right where I wanted to go. So when you said the word building, when I think about building something, I think of hard hats and a dirt field, and it's just nothing as far as the eye can see. And we got to build a structure here because there's nothing. We got to build something. Now, if we talk about complementing, the structure's already there. But you know what? This house needs a new roof. We know it's needed a new roof for a long time. Right. Oh, that basement is just taking on water. We got to fix this problem. We're one step away from having a dream home. Let's go ahead and fix it. So for 20 teams in football, you're right. If they have ideas of building through free agency in March, they're flawed. Premise, I reject the premise flat out.
Yeah.
You got the wrong idea. You got the wrong people in charge. But for those other 12, the elite, okay, they are sometimes a player away. Sometimes they are a side of the ball away. Sometimes from being
sometimes
at
they're
next
a certain
level.
Running back away. They're a certain.
And so. Yeah, I mean, you can't go crazy.
Right.
But this is what I've seen from the Cowboys.
It's a middle ground.
This is what I've seen from the Cowboys. The last 2 years, I've seen a lot of production go out of that running back's room. Okay, so year before, 2022, Zeke Elliott and his 12 touchdowns, bye-bye. Not replaced. Now Tony Pollard, his 6 touchdowns. 1,000 yards out the door. Buku running backs available in free agency. Everybody's running back available in free agency. And the Cowboys chose to pass up.
They got a lot of them in the draft, too.
You do have a lot of them in the draft.
And it's not a great year for running backs. It's not a Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs. But history also shows
us. You always find one.
That you can find guys.
But,
like,
I know you can find them. But here's my problem. I know if I'm a bad team, I can find somebody. I don't need to overpay. I let my running back, like Tennessee. Well, Tennessee's a bad example. Okay. But a team that is far away. You let a running back leave. You can go ahead and, you know, use one of your draft picks on a running back. Fourth round, fifth round, you find somebody. It'd be good. If even not, you find somebody in free agency. But I don't want to talk like that when I'm trying to progress. Yes, I can find a running back, but now I'm just starting over with the Cowboys. They need to start adding pieces, not full out 10-player free agency class or five-player.
Right. They don't have to do what Dan Snyder used to do. But yeah, I'm not saying that they don't have holes to fill, Michael. We both know what the situation is. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the process is just getting started and they're not playing any games. See, this is the problem with you kids. This is the problem with you
and
kids.
And they ain't
right?
playing like, the game.
Well, they're not playing this game.
Get in the game.
But again, you don't get trophies for this. Like, honestly, I'm tired of the Cowboys winning the press conference. That's the problem. Okay. It is the gift and the curse, and many have pointed this out. Many people have pointed this out. That
are championship teams making moves? Are championship teams making moves right now, or is it just all the bums? I see some championship teams in your feed making moves.
Championship caliber teams. Ain't but one championship team. Okay? And we've already talked, I pointed this out yesterday. I want to say, something like the last dozen or 13 teams, none of them paid their leading rusher more than $2.5 million. Okay?
Okay.
We've been talking about the depressed, even though the running back market.
And that's a little,
it's not misleading. You can't. That is a trend. That is a definition of a trend. We've been talking for years about the depressed value
how many years is
of running backs.
It should be 1 year or less. Because the guy, if you put the ball in his belly, then that guy that we're ignoring, who should have been there in 2014, would have been there in 2014. We stopped at 13. Same guy in 13 is the same guy in 14.
Okay, fair enough.
Same dude.
That sounds about, fair enough. Okay,
they decided to throw it.
Touche. Okay, what I'm saying, though, is, just to land this plane and wrap this up, I'm getting at is, I'm not saying they don't have holes to fill. I'm not saying that they don't have improvements to make. See, the problem with you kids is y'all want everything now. You kids want microwave society. Y'all want it now.
That's right.
You're impatient. You don't understand process. Okay? See, the problem is you don't go viral for being sensible about the Dallas Cowboys. So you got so many people that it's a cottage
industry. But I can't go viral?
Talking about the Cowboys. And it's like, and this is what I was saying a minute ago. I don't think I finished this. Plenty of people have talked about this, how Jerry Jones, again, wants to give more the appearance that he's all in because he can't win. He can't lose. He wins either way. Okay? As long as people are talking about the Cowboys, then Jerry Jones and the Cowboys win the game, capital T, capital G. Whether they win one or two games in the playoffs or not, or more, they haven't been in an NFC Championship game in 30 years, doesn't matter. They're winning when it comes to likes and engagement and comments and views and clicks and follows and sponsorships and dollars, because the brand is winning as long as people like us devote time to a team that perpetually shits the bed, okay? That invented the term shitting the bed in recent years, okay? There's that. I guess it is a thing. I'm laughing at you that you said wet in the bed. I ain't said wet in the bed since I was 10. Once I started cussing, which was before that,
because you know what? Because that's about time you stop. That's about time you stop. Can we be honest? But, that's about time, you know. And 10,
point,
10's a little late.
Point being,
that's about
time. There's still plenty of time for the Cowboys to make improvements. There's still plenty of time for them to be whoever they're going to be. Michael, you know I'm right. You know I'm right. You trolling. You know I'm right. Again,
I'm not trolling.
It's not exciting. I'm sick of them winning press conferences. Win some games when it matters for once.
There are two different categories. Now, this may be from a bygone era, but there are some examples. I can think of some examples where it's paid off. So back in the day, we had the Cowboys were a part of this. Remember, they pick up Dion. Okay, they win the Super Bowl. San Francisco picks up Dion.
The arms race.
Charles Haley. These pieces. Ooh, we're ready now.
It even before that, Reggie White didn't happen immediately, but Reggie White goes to Green Bay a couple years later. He puts them, he makes them legitimate. A couple years later, they win the Super Bowl, and Reggie White makes the plays down the stretch to secure the Super Bowl. Hey, let's go forward. Why was there a free agent frenzy for former Indianapolis Colts quarterback Peyton Manning? Because somebody thought, we bring in Peyton Manning, we can win the Super Bowl. They got there first year. And then a couple years later, they won it. Not because of Peyton. But anyway, he kind of revived the franchise. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, hey, go get that guy, get that, get that guy. One piece. Unrealistic, I'm sure, but let me use this example. What if
Did
the Cowboys
have the piece in the first 2 days? Did they have the piece in the first 2 days?
Yes.
Is what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes, because okay. I want the top of the market.
I thought they should have signed
Derrick
Henry.
Why not make the call about
luxurious? I said it a couple of days ago. How you know they're not? I said it a couple of days ago that I thought they should. I remember looking at my watch saying, yo, Dallas, what you doing? When y'all signing Derrick Henry? Like, I thought it would have made sense. All I'm saying is.
It did.
Sensible people. Sensible people know. Okay, it's like the saying, you can't. You know how they say you can't win a game in the first quarter, but you can lose it? Okay? Mm-hmm. You can neither win nor lose the Super Bowl in March. That's all I'm saying.
This is where you're wrong. This is where you're wrong. We popping bottles.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Is that in the lobby of the NovaCare complex? Are they unveiling a Lombardi in the NovaCare complex? I think not.
Yeah.
I think not.
Yeah, it's.
I think not.
Yeah,
they know that the job's not done. It's got to come together. How many times have talented teams shit the bed in the playoffs that did so much in the offseason? I hate offseason grades. I don't like grades for offseason. I don't like grades for drafts. Bah humbug. I don't like winners and losers when no games are being played.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Who needs an alarm in the morning when McDonald's has sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles and a breakfast cutoff? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Have some fun.
All right, let's talk about a team that did do something significant. A team that that made a splash signing. A splash signing that a lot of people thought the Cowboys might have made. Mike, did you ever play chess? You ever learn how to play chess? You ever pick up chess?
You know what? I probably have about 22 books on, hey, this is how you get started playing chess. But no, my kids play chess. I do not. That's dangerous, especially when I start to get older. Got to watch out with these kids. I mean, making moves around me. You know, I got to be careful.
Your kids definitely have the mind for it. I would flatter myself and say I have the mind for it, but no, I never picked up chess either. But obviously you got to think multiple moves ahead. And the franchise that, as you've known me for years, that I've had more respect for, or as much respect for as any franchise in the NFL, is the Baltimore Ravens. Even going back to when Ozzie Newsome was running the team, year in and year out, they're there at the end because they always are thinking one move ahead. That's what the elite franchise are doing, thinking one move ahead. To quote our favorite movie, the shit's chess, it ain't checkers. That's the game. I played his ass. Roger was the biggest dope dealer in Los Angeles. He was the biggest violator in Los Angeles.
You think that's
why?
My
because
friend?
He knows my because he knows my first name. I watched that such and such operate with impunity for 10 years and I got him. Anyway, so we've been watching Derrick Henry operate as the best running back in the league, arguably one of the best running backs in the league.
Definitely.
King Henry in Tennessee for years. And here come the Ravens, who had been after Derrick Henry last year. I think the best they offered Tennessee was a fourth-round pick, I want to say. They get him for a relatively bargain deal, looking at like a Saquon Barkley-type deal. They get him for a bargain deal. How scary is this? Because, like, can you imagine, like, having to worry about Derrick Henry running over you or Lamar Jackson running away from you? Like, this was such a perfect fit. I mean, this is one of the best offensive lines in the league. They were at the top of the league when it comes to yards before contact. Think about this math. Tell me this math is mathing. Here's a team that excels, an offensive line that excels when it comes to yards before contact, and they add a guy who is a monster when it comes to yards after contact. Derrick Henry was sixth and first, respectively, each of the past 2 years in broken tackles. Over the past 3 years, only Josh Jacobs and Jonathan Taylor have more yardage after initial contact from a defender. So we know, I mean, we know Derrick Henry's work. We know Derrick Henry's work. And so for the Ravens to pick him up, I love the timing of it too, Michael, because not only is it a perfect fit, it's perfect time. He's still got tread on the tires. I know he's had a lot of carries over the course of his career, but he's still got tread on the tires. He's an alien. He's different. He ain't built like most running backs. He's going to be in a better situation. Obviously, there's a threat of Lamar, not just as a runner, but of course as a passer. But also, the Ravens allowed something uncharacteristic to happen the last time we saw him. Is they got punched in the mouth. They weren't the more physical team on the field. The Chiefs were. And part of it was they got away from the running game. Maybe they had realize what a running game meant to realize how badly they needed Derrick Henry. I don't know. Be reminded of what the running game means to Baltimore. Like Baltimore, you think run game, you think smash mouth, you think, you know, physicality. I could not think of a better fit. And I could not think of a worse nightmare for a defender than having to face the Baltimore Ravens offense with Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson in the backfield.
Yeah. Now, let me start from the last point you made about the AFC Championship game. So the Ravens were in the AFC Championship. Unlike the Cowboys, they have been in the conference championship within the last 30 years. They've been there. They were just there in 2024 for the 23 season. But they didn't need Derrick Henry last year. They needed, unless Derrick Henry could be on the headsets calling his own plays, saying, hey, we're going to run it to, we'll give it to me again. And it's coming to me again. They really needed to commit to it. So I guess it takes somebody like Derrick Henry. It takes that guy and his reputation and his physical presence to remind you what you have and the advantage you have over other teams. So we'll see. But I'm fascinated by this because this is a Baltimore philosophy anyway. It's just a Baltimore philosophy.
Running the football.
Remember we talked about this? Now, I don't know how we came down, where we came down on the record-setting play between John Harbaugh. This was against Denver. It was against Vic Fangio, right?
They got the record. Yeah, it was. He was the head coach.
Yeah.
What record is that?
And he was like, I know.
What record is that?
I know what he is. It was most consecutive games, I think, with 100 yards rushing. I know.
Okay.
I know. You're making your point like nobody remembers it. But it matters to Baltimore. It mattered to them because that's what they're about.
That's their identity.
And now, so you already have that. It's amazing to have that philosophy, and then you have a great player. So it's not, I know you can look at this and go, Baltimore always ran the ball. Big deal. No, it's a big deal because it's in their DNA, and then you add greatness to what's already a part of their DNA. Now something extraordinary is going to happen. So I do expect this to be a perfect fit between Henry and Baltimore.
What I don't understand, because I share the same admiration for the Baltimore front office and ownership group and everything, just the way they handle their business. What I don't understand is how they got. Yeah, they got punched in the mouth in January and they got in March. They bring in Derrick Henry. But you,
so that's a, so,
we,
okay.
we gonna let Patrick Queen? We gonna let Patrick Queen just walk out? We gonna let that happen?
As I said in my feed, because these stories go hand in hand, the Steelers are gonna need all the help they can get to stop King Henry. So they went and got a queen. They went and stole a queen from Baltimore and Patrick Queen. Love that signing. Love that signing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because you talk about DNA, when you think Pittsburgh football, hey, listen, they got a lot of Hall of Famers on that team. Or excuse me, they had a lot of Hall of Famers in that organization. They've had Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Hall of Fame running backs, Hall of Fame offensive linemen, Hall of Fame defensive linemen, Hall of Famers in the secondary. That's a linebacker franchise. That's a linebacker franchise. Like, that's just, that's Lambert. That's Ham. That's Harrison. That's Lloyd. You know what I mean? That's Kevin Green. That's a linebacker franchise. I know I'm missing somebody, but like, getting a Patrick Queen, I love the story of Mike Tomlin for years telling Patrick Queen, you ain't one of them. You don't belong with them. It's such a Tomlin thing to do. You ain't one of them. You know, so he's had his eyes out on this guy for a while.
You belong with us.
And middle linebacker feels like it's been a sore spot in Pittsburgh for a while. And so shoring up the middle of that defense, and when you couple that, and again, this is like, it all comes back to the quarterback for them. Because, like most teams, their struggle started when they had an unsettled quarterback situation. Russell still got to beat out Kenny Pickett, and you can laugh all you want. That's a thing. Russell got to beat out Kenny Pickett. We think he will. Russ ain't got to do nothing. This is like, talking about perfect fits. Russ ain't got to do nothing but hand it off, play action, chuck it to George Pickens, and whoever they're going to get to replace Deontay Johnson. Congratulations for the Panthers getting a receiver that gets open with the best of them for Bryce Young.
Stop that.
But like,
congratulations to the Panthers. Hey, listen, keep the Panthers out of any Steelers conversation.
Unless it's a trade.
That's it. It was an easy tangent. We're not applauding them. We ain't applauding them. Okay.
We have to applaud the Panthers. Okay. Side note, Panthers got two guards, I believe, in free agency and a wide receiver to start. Protect Bryce Young at all costs, else he'll be the next number one overall pick or top five pick on the scrap heap, talking about what could have been if he'd have been drafted to a different situation. Anyway, back to the Steelers. You know, and they're not a big spending team historically. Now, that's not in their DNA. It's not typically their DNA to go outside the organization and splurge early in free agency. So bravo to them.
Yeah, bravo to them. Bravo to them for a couple of reasons. One, as I said, you take a first round pick. Not that that means anything, but it means something. So first round pick, Patrick Queen, drafted by a good organization. They usually know what they're doing when they see players. Everybody has first round bust or draft bust, but the Ravens, if the Ravens draft somebody, you give them the benefit of the doubt. Hey, Eric DaCosta must have seen something. He saw something. This guy's pretty good. And he was good. He is good. Last year, he's a Pro Bowler. He's a second team All Pro. Had career highs, had some great numbers with the Ravens. And still in his early 20s, mid-20s, early to mid-20s. And going to a team in the division, going to your biggest rival in the division, I know
what?
There are some who think, okay, those numbers are inflated because he plays next to Roquan Smith. We'll see. He's not going to be playing next to Roquan Smith.
But that's the name I was going to bring up. I mean, you seem a little perplexed that they let him get out the door. Like, you can't keep everybody, and they've already paid Roquan.
Yes, you can. You can't keep good people.
I would love to know.
I love to know. And these guys are three down guys. I would love to know how many teams pay top dollar for two off the ball linebackers. I would love to know how many teams do that. That doesn't seem like that seems as silly to me. That seems as silly to me as the rumors that the Bengals are going to trade for Justin Jefferson. So they're going to trade for Justin Jefferson, give up draft picks, pay Justin Jefferson, and pay Ja'Marr Chase. They'd be the two highest paid wide receivers in the league with the highest paid quarterback. Like that math ain't mathing either. So okay, I'm not looking at the Ravens sideways. I'm not looking at the Ravens sideways. Okay, like they could not sign him and Roquan Smith.
But you said how many teams could do it. The reason we love the Ravens, you and I, one of the many reasons we love the Ravens, is they don't operate like everybody else. So, hey, some other teams can't do it. The other teams aren't the Ravens. Some other teams haven't been in the conference championship in 5 years, 10 years. Some of them haven't been there in 15 years. So they do it in a different way. I'm sorry. You got to cut corners somewhere else. You can't keep everybody, meaning you can't keep 53 or 45 or even 35 of your favorite players. But you can generally keep your elite players, and I think this one is an elite player. But that's not why I'm so excited about what Pittsburgh is doing or interested. You remember last year?
You're all Pennsylvania today. You're all Pennsylvania today. You have both corners of the Keystone.
Where's my black
State,
and gold? I got to have something black and gold around here. But I'm excited about it and just interested. This is just something I'm going to be paying attention to, Michael, when the real season starts, not the free agency.
I thought this was it. I thought we were keeping score. I thought we had records. I told you it was wrapped up.
The Eagles won it, so it was wrapped up. We're moving on to something else.
But Eagles Steelers in the Super Bowl. That would be something.
The Eagles get the mic. They get that mic. It's a trophy right here. Get that mic. Talking trophy. I'll be watching Pittsburgh this season. Did you notice last year there were some Mike Tomlin rumors at the end of the year when it looked like they weren't going to make the playoffs?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, maybe Mike Tomlin has lost the team. And then they come back. George Pickens. Hey, what's going on? Pickens comes back, has a great game. The Steelers make the playoffs. And then yet another winning record for Mike Tomlin, but they get into the playoffs. And I think his playoff record is not great. Off the top of my head, I think something like 8-10 or something like that. 8-9, 8-10.
It's not great.
It's down there. And he hasn't won a playoff game in 8 years. I think it is 2016. So Art Rooney said something when Tom in his postseason press conference. And pretty much applied Pittsburgh pressure to Mike Tomlin. It's the most pressure we've heard associated with Tomlin. And my point is, I think they're operating in a different way. Pittsburgh is generally very draft and develop. We're going to stick by our principles. We're going to be conservative. I think they're operating with more urgency than they have in 8 years. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't want to sign Russell Wilson. That was the reporting. Jerry Dulac has been at Pittsburgh media since I was in college. He's been covering the team for a long time. Knows what he's doing, knows what he's talking about. He initially reported the Steelers were not interested in a quarterback like Russell Wilson. Then something changed. Now they go out, they sign Patrick Queen.
Thankfully. They
make a trade taking on some dead cap money. They didn't have to do this. They make this trade with Deontay Johnson trade. That's not a Pittsburgh-type trade. Russell Wilson might be a Steelers-type signing in that it only costs him $1 million. But just kind of making a trade and we got to take on some dead money, that's not what they do. I'm telling you, they're not done. Watch out for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think
I thought free agency was just 2 years. I thought free agency was just 2 days. We were talking earlier. I thought it was it. I thought it was over. Like, we called
that's
it.
Fair.
2 days, right?
Yeah.
So they're not done.
I didn't think they'd come back to
me. He's saying there's more.
10 minutes later.
He's saying there's more. They're off season. There's a draft coming up, I heard. A pretty interesting draft coming up at the end of April.
Hey,
early
listen.
May, right?
Yeah. You know what?
Just checking. Since we're turning our homework to the professor now.
You know?
I'm just saying this. You keep talking like that among the dance dads, you ain't gonna have a lot of friends. I'm just telling you.
It's not what we do, and I'm not trying to be a party pooper.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta. Keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I'm going to tell you who I love. I'm excited about them. And you want to talk about like teams that, you know, typically disappoint. I'm excited about Atlanta. We've been talking for the last several years about what the Atlanta Falcons could look like if they had a quarterback. And they went out and got a really good one. Like, Kirk Cousins is polarizing. Some may say he's overrated. I'd rather be overrated than underpaid, says Kirk Cousins. Okay? Some may say he's not worth the money.
That's right.
You're worth what somebody will pay you. And there's a reason people keep paying this dude, and he produces. He might not always produce in prime time. He may not always produce in the playoffs, but he has produced. And Atlanta got arguably the top available free agent. I like Atlanta. They got the top available free agent to unlock the skill guys that they've been drafting every year for the last 3 years on offense. And they got a good offensive line that's behind. They could take the NFC South from the Buccaneers. I also like Houston. You want to talk about Atlanta? Go ahead.
No, yeah, I'll just say quickly, Atlanta still has a lot to prove to me. And I do like the Kirk Cousins signing. But every time we look at the NFC South, I just got to stand up for Tampa quickly. Because the NFC South is always a part of this offseason conversation of, hey, NFC South is wide open. They've won three straight. Tampa has won three straight NFC Souths. And one of them was like, hey, one was with Tom Brady. But that team finished under 500 and still won the division with Brady. They won it last year with Baker Mayfield as their quarterback. They brought back everybody.
They haven't won it three straight years because Brady was in Tampa for 2 years, right? Wasn't he in Tampa for two?
Right.
The first year they didn't win the division.
No, he was for three.
Remember?
He was for three.
He was there
for three, though.
Okay.
And they didn't win it his first year, but they won it the last year.
Okay. The last three years you're saying they won it. Baker in the last two. Gotcha. He was there for 3 years. Okay.
Right.
My point is, the three-year run doesn't include the Super Bowl year is what I'm saying. That doesn't include that, to your point.
Right.
It still goes from Tampa until further notice. But I'm saying I love what Atlanta did. And just speaking of South, but AFC South, I love what Houston, our guy D'Amico Ryans did. Picking up Joe Mixon, not quite Derrick Henry, but... You know, he could be good. No, not feeling Joe Mixon? Maybe that's the fantasy
I wish I had more hands. Hey, you know, look.
What about D'Nico Autry? What about Danielle Hunter? Okay, now, I know you're feeling Danielle Hunter.
Yeah, I like that. I like those moves. I like those moves. But
okay. Aziz Alshaier? Come on now. That defense is going to be even more aggressive. The defensive signings, I like more than Derek, than Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon.
Technically, it's going to be a trade. Technically, it's going to be a trade, which should be official in the next 9 minutes or so. But the defensive signings, that's the ones I like the most. Building that team in his own image, you know?
You know what I'm surprised, though? I was surprised, you know, and shame on me not, you know, paying attention to their offensive dynamic more closely. I just remember last year, well, I pay so much attention to C.J. Stroud and just kind of beating my chest and patting myself on the back for saying, I told you so on C.J. Not you, but just in general. I told you so on C.J. Stroud. What I didn't pay attention to is how much they struggled to run the ball last year. I didn't realize they were at the bottom of the league in their rushing attack.
Devin Singletary gave him some juice at the end of the year, as I recall. Devin Singletary started to kind of take off. But, yeah, they weren't consistently good.
Not great. And so I wonder with Mixon stopped talking to the Cincinnati media last year or maybe even before that. He was upset. So they didn't have a great relationship with him. And part of the reason they didn't have a great relationship because they actually held him accountable. They actually wrote about what he did and his lack of production and how he got yards, but his yards were below. I don't know if you like this this metric. His yards were stats. Below expected.
Below expected
yardage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so he really took issue with that. I wonder if he'll be as productive in Houston and if he will respond to sharing that running back room or role. He's not gonna be the guy.
So you
gotta share it.
So you're saying pump the brakes? Like, don't get excited about the shiny
names.
I'm
saying it's March. I'm coming back at you, Playboy. It's March. So we'll see how Houston did in free agency. They don't get the Mike trophy. They don't get the trophy.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
That's already retired.
Hey, two quick quarterback notes before we go. I'm sure they're not done. But I like the Vikings picking up Sam Darnold. I like that landing spot for him. I like the opportunity that situation provides.
I'm sorry. I think something's wrong with IFB. I thought I heard you say Sam Darnold.
I don't know if Sam Darnold could play, but I don't know that he can't play. Okay? I don't know that either. Some may say Mike. Okay. I'm sorry. I believe in my heart that he could be the next ex-Jet, to where the Jets fans say, why can't we get people like that? Like, it's a situation. Because wait, Michael, I ain't said it yet today. They're all system quarterbacks. There's a hell of a system they got in Minnesota. Hell of a system and supporting cast he got for him in Minnesota. They may draft a guy. Still, I like the opportunity there. I wanted to prove me right about Sam Darnold. Because remember, I didn't want them to take Zach Wilson. Remember that? I was like, do not take Zach Wilson.
I love the guy you got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The other one, Justin Fields. Question. And Ryan Poles talked about not wanting to drag this out, and yet here we are. Is Justin Fields a pawn? Like, do you mean to tell me that people are this low on the quarterback that this market is so depressed for him? Or are the Bears using him as part of their smokescreen or their due diligence? No? I'm just kidding. Because it's like, if they trade him right now, then they're sending a clear signal that they're taking Caleb Williams.
The Bears are playing Connect Four. Okay, it's pretty straight ahead. I mean,
not even checkers. They're taking the checkers and using it for Connect Four.
You got the red one. I got the black one. Okay. Oh, I got three in a row. You blocked me. I mean, it's just basic. It's straight ahead. Look, I need you as a student of football I need you to prove this statement wrong. Worst quarterback draft in history. I'm not talking about in the round. I'm talking about all of the quarterbacks taken in 2021. You will not find a worst draft of quarterbacks. Throw in free agents, too. Throw them all in. 2021, all of these guys. Hey, Mike, how do you have four guys already, four of the five first rounders, looking for their second team? Either on or looking for their second teams.
Because they all went to situations where their team shit the bed.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.